Welcome to KBIA Special Roots and Blues coverage. I'm Sarah Kellogg. If you managed to spend some time at the Roots and Blues and Barbecue Festival earlier this month, there's a chance that you saw two new additions to the art installations that take over the park for 3 days. These art installations were actually two puppets that lit up and moved about the festival grounds. I spent time with the team that built these puppets to learn how these larger-than-life creations were made. It's nearing 7 p.m. in Stevens Lake Park, and I'm making my way toward the Missouri Lottery stage as Sam Bush finishes up a set. But I'm not here for the music. I'm here for the two frogs that are slowly making their way through the crowd. They're easy to spot, since they light up and stand over 8 feet tall, and they're constantly surrounded by festival goers, snapping photos every few seconds. Always either a few steps ahead of them or behind them is Ann Jacobson, the designer of these creations. She's there, along with other spotters, to make sure the puppets don't fall apart as they make their hour-long rounds. She figured the puppets would be popular, but not this popular.
Oh my God. It's hard for them to get anywhere because everybody wants a picture with them. They basically just have to stay still, and one person after another comes up, groups. They're four deep, taking pictures of them.
Giant puppets aren't new to Roots and Blues. Since the festival's relocation to Stevens Lake Park, a traveling group called the Astral Gypsies brought their creations to mingle with the crowd during sets. But this year, they weren't coming. And according to art crew and visual director Lisa Bartlett, Betsy Ferris, president of Thumper Entertainment, loved the puppets.
So we're like, okay, we'll make puppets. So none of us really know how to make puppets. The one person I knew that did, who has made puppets, was Ann Jacobson.
Jacobson, a retired art teacher, agreed to construct the new puppets and started to brainstorm what she wanted them to look like. To fit the theme of Roots and Blues, she decided to emulate two blues icons, B.B. King and Billie Holiday. While Jacobson built the heads out of materials like basketry reed and packing tape, she knew she needed a team to complete the puppets. A little over a week before the festival, I drove to Jacobson's house to meet this team for the first fitting of the puppets onto the puppeteers.
I think separate backpack. You just have a plug.
Okay.
So everything else is perfect the way
Great.
It's taped down.
Did you notice that you had asked me to put little hooks for the hand?
What made you want to agree to work on these puppets?
I was stupid. I like to work for free. I like to do art. You know, it's cool if you can get something from it.
That was Dan Goldstein, an artist and the engineer of the puppets. He says one of the earlier challenges in making the puppets was figuring out the form and shape.
That was, you know, fun, just getting the right shape. And we laugh a lot about because you want to make something that the proportions are correct. So it looks like, you know, if you're making a human body or if you're making a frog, but there's not a lot of literature on a amorphous half frog, half person playing a guitar.
Of course, the puppets also had to be dressed. Carol Brown was the head seamstress, and she used glitter sheer, tissue lame, and even spray paint to create the garments. This wasn't her typical sewing job.
I spend a lot of time making curtains, which are big rectangles, and it's really fun to work with glitter and lame and giant frogs and all these people. I usually work at home alone in my studio. And to be able to work with the engineer and the art teacher and Mira and Alex, and all, it's really fun.
The men who would control these puppets for the festival were Alex White and Cody Struckoff. They originally wanted to juggle for the festival and were told they could do so if they would become puppeteers too. Struckoff remembered the puppets from last year.
I'm just excited about making people smile.
About a week and a half later, the puppets are swimming through festival goers. It's safe to say that Struckoff accomplished his goal.
What did you think about the frogs?
I thought they were kind of cool.
Kind of cool? Why do you think they were cool?
Well, I like how they're little people on them. And most of the time when I see that, they're usually standing on sticks. But this is the first time I've seen them just standing on the ground and so tall.
What's your favorite part about them?
My favorite part about them is that they're silly.
As far as next year, Jacobson hopes to add to her puppet arsenal, but she's planning on maybe scaling down on the size.
I think I'd pick something a lot more simple next time. You can do fabulous puppets that are very, very simple.
For KBIA News, I'm Sarah Kellogg.
I'm Mrs. Frog.
No, he's busy getting pictures.
Bye, Mrs. Frog!
For more information on these puppets, you can visit kvia.org. Thanks for listening.